Boys don't frighten any of us. I know this, though I don't know any of the other girls' names. I've never seen these girls before, but I do know that at all our different schools, the girls are smarter and bigger and choose gangs and friends first and grab boys and kiss them and keep them corralled for the whole of recess. It's always been like this. At 10, we press our girl bodies against them and our tongues into them, and yes, we scratch. Why not? We scratch and pull hair because all's fair, and even if the boys turn, catch us in their small hands and, running, push us, momentum, not them, sending us to the ground, they can't hold us. And other boys might come running to see, but never, never in time, because boys don't have weight, don't have the substance to keep us on the gravel, and by the time a crowd arrives, our hands like hammers have forced the boys to release our legs. Strong, thick-kneed, dangerous, have twisted them underneath us, and sometimes they're crying out by the time other defeated boys arrive. This is what I learn as I ride. We girls, we're reading each other's minds.